It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wendy Williams was in an interview when she admitted that she knew something was going on with her marriage for a while.
I had to get my ducks in a row. It's like I knew a lot of things for years, you say.
You knew about this double life?
I knew a lot of things for years, but my son was at home. It wasn't fair to him. You know, I'm not going to grab his hand and flee the scenes and move zip codes. Now he has to move high schools and stuff like that. He's just making friends. So now he's away in college. And the person that I am now is very single because he's not living with me. He goes to school in Miami.
Very interesting and juicy, I thought. Days after Jeffrey Epstein was found dead by suicide in his prison cell, new details from Hollywood rumors link Epstein's former lover to Hollywood actor George Clooney. In a manuscript for her memoirs released by a New York court, Virginia Giuffre, Epstein's alleged former sex slave, claimed that Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's lover and accused underage girl recruiter, performed a flipping pancakes act on George Clooney. Guffrey wrote, "Once she came back, giddy as a schoolgirl with an explosion of news, with all the buildup and excitement in her voice, you'd think that she was crowned the next princess, but she had given George Clooney a special kiss in the bathroom at some random event. She never let that one down." Guffrey's manuscript, which she drafted in 2011, was used as evidence in a defamation court case against Maxwell. She did not clarify when the alleged sex act took place, and there's no suggestion Clooney was involved in underage flipping pancakes or any wrongdoing. The actor has yet to comment on the allegations. The claims come after Epstein, a billionaire financier and convicted pedophile, was found dead of an apparent suicide in his Manhattan cell. New reports indicate security left him unattended for hours before discovering his body. Bebe Rexha put a music executive on blast for shaming her over her photos she chose to share on social media. Bebe Rexha posted an inspirational photo of herself and said, "I recently had a male music executive tell me that I was getting too old and that my brand was confusing because I'm a songwriter and I post sexy pics on my Instagram. And that's not what female songwriters are supposed to do, especially for my age. I'm 29. I'm fed up with being put in a box. I make my own rules. I'm tired of women getting labeled as hags when they get old and guys getting labeled as sexy with age. I'm turning 30 on August 30th. And you know what? I'm not running away from it. I'm not going to lie about my age or sing songs that I feel will sell better because they sound younger. I'm going to celebrate my age because you know what? I'm wiser, I'm stronger, and trust me, I'm much better lover than I was 10 years ago." Bebe's comment section was instantly flooded with praise from fans as well as fellow entertainers. Drake got new ink, and this one is inspired by the Beatles' iconic Abbey Road album cover. But Drake switched it up. That left Beatle fans pretty unhappy. So Drake's left forearm has the new tattoo, which included four figures that resemble the Beatles, along with himself walking ahead of the Beatles on that Abbey Road. Beatles fans started slamming Drake on Twitter for putting himself ahead of the Beatles. One fan even wrote, "The Beatles have more number one singles, sold more music than anybody in history, have more number one albums than anybody in history, still sells millions each year and achieve this without streaming. The only way he'll beat the Beatles is in his own mind." What do you think about that, Joe?
I thought the tattoo was unique. I actually thought it was kind of cool. I took a look at it. It's also kind of like he's a tool, but I liked it. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a little douchey, and I'm sorry. I don't understand the metaphor or the symbolism of him putting himself in front of the Beatles.
Hasn't he surpassed them with some of his records? I'm pretty sure that's what it's from. I'll have to look more into that story, but I'm pretty sure that's why he got the tattoo.
Still, though, the Beatles paved the way for every pop star out there, so I just didn't get it. That's the garbage.
Live the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning here on the show.